Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and with me in the studio is Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Arnie's off this weekend. Don?
Thank you, Sam. Before we continue, we want to thank Dr. Kevin Connolly for spending the first hour with us. He unfortunately had to leave after the first hour, so we will now take your calls on, well, if you have any questions on probiotics, so we'll do our best to answer it for you, or if you have any other questions about vitamins, herbs, homeopathy, or using those items for treating various health problems, please feel free to give us a call. We have a number of open spots on the phone queue. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710 works from almost every place, including our friends in the Atlanta, Georgia area. We do have someone waiting, so let's get to that call right away. Lori from Mount Kisco, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Did you say Lori?
That's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Is that your name?
That's it.
Well, then you're the one.
I'd like to know if statin drugs can cause muscle aches.
Very definitely. That's one of the known side effects. That's correct.
So what can I do? For a whole year, I've been suffering pains across my shoulder. I would put on Bengay, but that smells so strong. Is there anything I can do for it?
Whoa. First question is the statin drug causing your muscle pain? There's lots of people with muscle pain. Statin drugs can be one cause, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean it's your cause. Ordinarily, what we would do if someone came to see me, I would say, look, we have to take you off of this drug, let's say for a month or so, mm-hmm. see what happens. We'd also measure an enzyme called the CPK, and the CPK enzyme will often but not always go up if the statin is causing the muscle problem.
Okay. Well, I take four drugs, and I don't know which is a statin or not.
Well, presumably one of them is a statin, and your doctor knows which.
Oh, yeah, right. I told my doctor, and she just said that, your posture is probably bad, and my posture is not bad.
Well, your posture may or may not be bad. The issue is one of the drugs contributing to your pain, mm-hmm. or is it largely a biomechanical kind of thing, the way a physical therapist could probably help you with? And the answer is, we don't know at this point, and it's you and your doctor's job to find out. And the sensible way, if you're on a statin, is to do the CPK test, mm-hmm. and perhaps to stop it for a few weeks. That won't harm you. And then go back on and see, does it get better, and then does it get worse again? Mm-hmm. And that's something to talk with your doctor about.
Lori, did this muscle pain begin shortly after you started taking the statin drug?
Well, I've been taking them for a long time, but I've had a few things added, like the Norvasc was added, and so was Diltiazem.
Okay, but all right, but you see, what Dr. Podell is trying to explain to you is that, it's certainly a possibility that it could be the statin drug, but you don't know for sure.
Right.
So what you need to do, now, your doctor may have a good reason for discounting that as a possibility. We don't know, of course, mm-hmm. but it is a possibility. As Dr. Podell pointed out, it's a well-known side effect. Dr. Podell, Lori, let me ask you, are you taking a coenzyme Q10?
Yes. Oh, I order everything from you. I mean, I
work. Okay. Well, that's good. But a decent potency CoQ10?
Yes.
And you've been, okay, good. Okay, because that's also related to these potential problems with the statin drugs. So really, I think what you need to do is to go back to your doctor and say, look, why not devote a little bit of effort to trying to pin this down. Let's, you know, can I stop taking the statin drug for a while? And, you know, do it with the doctor. You really should, whatever you're going to do, it should be done with the doctor's cooperation. Okay?
Very, very good. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, I guess, you know, there could be some other underlying problem totally unrelated to her, you know, what she's been dealing with in the past. And that's another possibility, right, Dr. Padel?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's move on to Carol in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Oh, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the home of Lehigh University. And yes, yes, my two sons were both graduated from Lehigh.
A wonderful university.
Yes, thank
and
you.
I hope you can help me. My grandson has recovered from a third stage skin cancer. And he was told that he ought to take interferon in a in another stage to prevent the return of the third stage of the cancer. He's been free, but I'm just wondering if interferon is something to really think about. The research says 5 to 8% benefit, and I don't know whether is there any other thing that can be used for third stage cancer not returning.
Well, okay. No, Dr. Podell, you're the one.
Okay. The answer is we have no business talking about this. That is, this is a medical problem that he really has to talk out with his doctors. And if he's not sure, he should be getting a second opinion by a specialist who would be a cancer specialist, it would appear. And so that we really can't even say whether it would be a good idea or a bad idea to use this particular drug. We cannot have an opinion on it.
Is there anything that you can recommend on preventative nature, preventative supplements to take to encourage the body to fight the cancer?
I don't think we could really say anything in this at the level that we're dealing with now, which is an intensely medical problem. You have to go with what the doctor says.
Okay. Well, I am going to honor. Yeah, I would be all that I could.
That's
say
what I
would
say.
Be.
Yeah,
well, and you know,
I mean, we know certain things that help the immune system fight
exactly.
cancer in general.
Yeah.
But here we have a very specific problem with what they call a third stage cancer of some kind. We don't really know what.
Yeah. So you see, Carol, we can't. You know, we could possibly do would just be to mention some generalities, which may or may not be of any benefit. Benefit to your particular situation, healthy foods, omega-3 oils, plenty of antioxidants, plenty of vegetables. Avoid, unhealthy things. But that's about all we can really do. Which I don't think is what you're looking for. So we have to kind of. I think Dr. Padel is right. This is unfortunately. You know, we all wish we could be more help to you, but this is sort of out of our league for something over the radio. Okay. Best of luck, however. Okay, let's see. Let's go to John in Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window. John, how can we help you today?
Hi, thank you very much. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I had my adrenal gland removed. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know, is there anything that I can take to take the place of the adrenal gland?
Well, you had both of them removed right. or just one?
Just one.
Oh, just one.
Right.
And why was that?
They found some mass around the adrenal gland, and they wanted to make sure, you know, I had already, I've been in remission for about 12 years with colon, liver, and the rectum cancer. So they removed the adrenal gland also, because I guess maybe they thought it wasn't working properly.
Okay, this is again another case where you have a medical problem, and that while, in other words, one, they can measure how much your adrenal gland is putting out. There are things that can raise your cortisol level, such as things like licorice root, which slows the metabolism of cortisol and will raise the level. But is that the right thing to do? Is in your particular medical case, that's not a judgment for us to make. Again, that's a judgment to be made with your doctor. Is your cortisol at a good level? Should it be higher? Should it be lower? That's something that you and the doctor have to figure out.
Yeah, John, you see, here's the thing. The adrenal gland, you know, what's the function of the adrenal gland? Well, the adrenal gland secretes certain hormones, you know, important hormones, and there's more than one hormone involved. Well, you have two adrenal glands, so maybe I'm assuming that it's possible that the one that you have left will do a good enough job to where you don't really need to worry about it. You can find out, as Dr. Podell is pointing out, by having certain tests run to see what the levels are of these hormones. And if I, again, I'm assuming, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Podell, but I'm assuming that if the tests come out, you know, fairly good, you really don't need to take any additional measures. If the tests come out low, then you need to talk directly with your physician about it to see if it's necessary for you to either medicate or supplement with things that might change that, but you don't know if that's going to be necessary yet. So,
Don, I mean, the thing is, you know, you have your average person who has, I guess, stress or whatever, and they come into our stores and looking for supplements to help them. And basically, I would say it's okay to recommend like a good multivitamin to John that has the B vitamins and some vitamin C. Obviously, getting rest and is helpful for your adrenals, and you know, getting enough sleep and that, you know, but. Other than that, there's nothing else that we could really provide. There are herbs, for instance, that help with stress, adaptogens they're called. And this is for your average person who wants to keep their adrenal glands healthy. So
yeah,
there's,
I mean,
nothing
we
wrong
have,
with doing things like that. But
yeah, you know, we have a product in the Phytotech line called the Adrenal Stress Complex. It's designed for normalizing adrenal function, contains, as Sam said, some adaptogenic herbs. But still, we don't know for, you know, you really, I would think, whether you try some of those things or you don't, you really need to talk with your doctor to determine if it's something that you need to be concerned about. We just don't know for sure. I mean, Sam is right. I don't see any harm in taking the, you know, something like the Adrenal Stress Complex. I would certainly, if you're not already doing so, take a nice high potency B complex that are known to be important for adrenal function.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, plenty of vitamin C, but again, don't be afraid to talk about this with your doctor, especially in the light of your previous health history. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that call, John. I hope everything works out well for you. Okay, Sam, I think it's time for a short break.
All right. The number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies, we'd love to hear from you. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber. It didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaro's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaro Formula's Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaro Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
This is Sam Forbes, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, well, the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. Don't believe me? Well, here's some examples. Right now, in effect, in addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we've got the following sales in effect. The entire Solgar line is on sale at 25% off list. Source Naturals is 35% off. Healthy Origins, 40% off. The full lines of Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Quality of Life, Sprunk Janssen, and Camel Care are all on sale at 30% off. And there's more.
There certainly is more. You know, we have deals on Natrol, UAS Labs, Future Biotics, Borky and Tafel. You just heard an ad for the Ideal Bowel Support, or the IBS, from Jarrow. And, of course, our guest during the first hour spoke about that product. Well, that's on sale at 25% off list. IBS is the name of the product. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, it's so easy. All you have to do, go to our website, wilner.com, and click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, of course, you might as well sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. If you prefer, you can call and ask for a catalog. It's 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, better yet, visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. At the downtown store, you'll find Sam Forbes. The address there is 253 Broadway. It's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on the website at www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your phone calls in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're answering your questions. If you'd like to give us a call, the number here is 1-800-321-0710. Don?
Thank you, Sam. Just want to make a one announcement before we get back to the telephones. We had planned to broadcast a lecture given by Mitchell Coven during our health symposium back in May, back in May, and due to some technical glitches, we couldn't do it. We've corrected those glitches, and we hope to be able to do it next weekend. We don't know for sure yet, but I just want to put you on alert that if you're interested in hearing about using herbal therapies for treating sleep, anxiety, and stress disorders, there's a chance that you'll be able to get some really great information next Sunday when we will try to rebroadcast our Mitchell Coven lecture. So especially if you have an interest in those topics, herbal therapies for anxiety, for sleep, and for stress problems, make sure that you tune in next Sunday when we will have Mitchell Coven's lecture, okay? All right. Having alerted you to that, let's move on to the telephones, and we have Sarah from Manhattan. Welcome to the Will in the Window. Sarah, how can we help you today?
Oh, I hope you can help me. I'm in my 80s, and I have osteoarthritis. My knees are bad, and what happened recently, I have a pain in the back of my head. When I lie down, there's no pain. When I get up, I could feel the pain, and it seems the doctor mentioned it's probably the arthritis in my neck, which is transferring the pain to my head. I don't know what I could take for it. I've been taking Aleve, you know, and nothing special. Could you recommend something? Somebody mentioned
hyaluronic acid.
Right. I don't know. This is just an individual. I don't know whether she knows. But she mentioned that would be good, like, for osteoarthritis. What could you recommend?
Well, okay. We can, again, we can't, you know, we don't know definitely what is causing this particular pain in the back of your head, but we can give you some general suggestions for this condition. I'll let Sam and Dr. Padel start off, because I've been kind of hogging the phone so far. Sam, why don't you start off with some of some of the popular approaches to treating arthritis?
All right. Well, Sarah, I think you'll be happy to hear that there are probably a number of different products that certainly would, I don't know about cure, but certainly alleviate a significant amount of discomfort. Starting with Wilner's. I mean, Arnie and Don formulated a number of products with the Wilner label, and I don't see any reason why you can't start with that. The Wilner's Joint Complex is a nice combination of things like glucosamine, chondroitin, boswellia. I think there's devil's claw, all known to be very helpful in relieving inflammation. And you start with a couple of capsules twice a day and see how that goes. Of course, you should be taking a good fish oil. Omega-3s are very well known to be important, play an important role in regulating inflammation in the body. So a good essential oil, or at least a good omega-3 fat like a fish oil, would be probably useful for you. And then there's other things, like you mentioned, hyaluronic acid. If you wish to even include that along with the fish oil and the joint complex, you could do that. But I think if you started there, you'll probably get some good results, Dr. Podell.
I mean, I agree with everything that Sam says as an educational discussion for inflammation in general. Now, in your case, while there may well be inflammation, it isn't likely to be all inflammation. Because if you were simply inflamed, it would be hurting whether
Okay, Dr. Padel, I'm sorry. Traffic break. Okay, we'll get back to the discussion in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning brain, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now for a quick check of the traffic.
And good afternoon. We have 30-minute delays inbound on the upper and lower decks of the George Washington Bridge. This report sponsored by AutoZone. 30 minutes for the inbound Holland Tunnel from both 19 and the Turnpike, and delays of up to 10 minutes in the outbound direction, 5 minutes for the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. Checking your drive right now on the Cross Island Parkway in Queens, northbound to the Bayside Marina. A crash still clearing from the far right lane. Busy on the FDR both ways, Triborough to the 40s, the Deegan with ramp delays for the Cross Bronx Expressway. In Jersey City, 1 and 9 southbound, Carlton Avenue to the Pulaski Skyway still closed for 15-minute intervals because of construction. Tappan Zee looks fine between Westchester and Rockland, and a crash on the thruway clearing southbound at exit 14A. Right now at AutoZone, give your car a tune-up and a bottle when you save a dollar on a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Injector Cleaner. Get to AutoZone today and beat the summer heat. In Central Park, 76 degrees, Tom Rogers with WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Stevie Window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're answering your questions. If you'd like to ask us a question, give us a call. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. Don?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to apologize to Dr. Podell. I was just so engrossed in listening to his answer that I totally lost track of the fact that traffic was coming up. So anyway, let's give the microphone back to Dr. Podell, and you can finish your comments, okay. And then I'll say something.
Okay, here is a lady who head hurts when she's upright, doesn't hurt when she's lying down. So while I agree with everything Sam said about the good natural products that can reduce inflammation, in her case, there's got to be something more than just inflammation, because she'd have the inflammation whether she's standing up or lying down. There's got to be a mechanical function as well. And in a sense, that's good news, because probably there's something wrong with posture or muscles, something that could be worked out with a physical therapist. Less likely, but still possible, say she could have a disc problem in her neck, something of that sort. So I think she needs to go back to the doctor and say, let's find out why my head hurts when I'm standing up and not when I'm lying down. There's something in the biomechanics that it's bringing this on.
Could there be? Is there any chance, Dr. Podell, that this could possibly be related to circulation or blood pressure?
Yes, that's another possibility. For instance, she might have low blood pressure when standing up. We do see that, particularly in elderly people, and that would be part of the workup that the doctor has to be doing.
Okay, now the last thing I wanted to add, you know, Sam mentioned a very good a product that might be appropriate for Sarah, or, you know, is definitely appropriate for anybody with arthritis, especially osteoform or joint pain or muscle, you know, sprains and other damage, and it's called Joint Formula. Joint Formula is one of our Wilner products. You know, with these kinds of problems, these kinds of health conditions, you want to do two things from our standpoint. Number one is to reduce the inflammation, the swelling, and the pain. But at the same time, you also want to encourage healing. You want to enhance the rebuilding and the regeneration of that connective tissue of the collagen. You know, hyaluronic acid is certainly one possibility, but there are more direct ways of doing that from an oral standpoint. And the product Joint Formula approaches this in both ways. It will enhance the regeneration of that tissue because it contains things like vitamin C, it contains glucosamine and chondroitin, it contains the amino acid L-proline, which is directly involved in collagen synthesis. So all of these things will help in the healing and the rebuilding of the tissue. It also contains things to reduce pain like DLPA. It contains things that will reduce the inflammation like a turmeric extract and the herb devil's claw and horsetail and the boswellia. It contains antioxidants like from grape skin and grapeseed extract. It contains enzymes like bromelain, which also help to reduce inflammation. So I just want to take this moment to point out that the product Joint Formula is an excellent combination product to use if you have any type of joint pain or degenerative problems with the joints. Okay? All right. Sarah, so hopefully that'll give you some guidance on what you should do in treating this. Of course, a good multivitamin is the first thing you should be doing. Thank you for the call. I hope we have helped you a little bit. Let's move on now to Larry from Great Neck, Long Island. Gee, I think this is the second call from Great Neck today. That's nice. How can we help you today, Larry?
I'm taking Coumadin, and I know I have to avoid the foods with vitamin K, but I wanted to know about supplements. I got mixed readings about CoQ10, whether I can take that, and I wanted to know about
Okay, number one, Larry.
Oil.
Okay, I'm going to answer your question, Larry. Number one, you don't have to avoid foods with vitamin K. What you do have to do is to avoid changing drastically the amount of those foods that are high in vitamin K. The key to vitamin K, there's a certain nice ring to it, the key to vitamin K is that you don't make any major changes in your normal level of vitamin K intake, whether dietary-wise or supplement-wise. If you happen to have a diet high in vitamin K containing foods, your doctor should be made aware of that, and he will know that when he sets up your dosage of Coumadin. And as long as you don't change that over time, you should be okay. In terms of the supplements, to some degree, the same thing applies. There are certain supplements that can have an effect on reducing the viscosity of the blood, or the thinning or the clotting of the blood, usually to a very small degree. Right? A CoQ10, in my opinion, is very, very, a very, very minor effect on this, and I'm not even sure you have to worry about CoQ10. You mentioned fish oils. The effect, if you're taking a high level of high potency fish oils, you might want to be a little bit more concerned. But again, the same warning applies. As long as you don't all of a sudden start taking a super high dose of high potency fish oils without telling your doctor. And that's really what's important. There is some controversy over this. There are some studies that show that you don't even need to worry about the fish oil when you're taking Coumadin. The effect is probably much, much less than some people would have you believe. Dr. Podell, Sam, you guys want to disagree with me on that, or can we let that stand?
Let the sleeping dog stand.
Okay, Larry, does that answer your question?
Standing sleeping dog. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sleeping already.
Okay, good. All right, so we took care of the sleeping problem also. The insomnia has been cured at the same time. Okay, thank you for that call, Larry, and good luck. Okay, let's see how we're doing here. All right, let's move on. And Edward in Manhattan has been waiting. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Edward. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello. There is a situation that I have. I was tested for the level of testosterone, and the results returned, and it is very low. So I am looking to have a recommendation for a quality natural product that could raise it to mid-range. I spoke to an endocrinologist about this, and he said that it might have resulted from that I was taking Percocet for post-surgery pain. Now, I don't know if this is so or not, but I would like to try a natural product, as my primary care physician gave me a prescription for a patch or a gel.
Okay, Edward, I'm going to give you my answer real quick. It won't be perhaps what you hear from people in the health food industry, but if you really have very low testosterone and you really want to correct that, I don't think there is any natural solution. You need to go with the prescription that your doctor gave you. Dr. Podell, what do you think about
this?
Yeah,
I mean, the natural treatment would be to take testosterone. Now, it's a separate question is why is it low? Is there a pituitary problem? If it were due to a medicine interaction, well, you want to repeat it anyway to be sure you've got it right. Stop the medicine, repeat the testosterone level. But testosterone, while it has its toxicities, is the simplest way to get testosterone.
Yeah. Now, you see, there are products on the market. There are products, we carry products. There are products in the health food store shelves, homeopathic products, products that contain nutrients and herbs that are theoretically supposed to indirectly stimulate the body's ability to secrete more testosterone. That's all very nice and looks very nice on marketing literature. But the fact of the matter is, if you really want a testosterone, you got to get a testosterone, and it's not available any other way except by prescription. Okay? I'd love to sell you something, but that's the truth, and I don't want to mislead you. Okay, Edward? Thank you for that call. Good luck with your problem. The other way, of course, to raise testosterone levels is to get up from the chair and stand upright. But that's another story. Let's see. Before we take the next call, why don't we get this little short break out of the way, and then we'll have a nice clear shot to answer some more phone calls. Okay, Sam?
Good idea. Okay, the number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, we'd love to hear from you. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, ageless trans-resveratrol. Resveratrol is a natural occurring polyphenol found in grapes and Japanese knotweed. It has long been associated with the French paradox, which is the surprisingly low incidence of cardiovascular disease in France, where consumption of resveratrol-rich red wine and a high-fat diet is commonplace. Blue Bonnet's ageless trans-resveratrol provides the more stable, active trans-isomer from red wine extract and Japanese knotweed in three potencies, 100, 250, and 500 milligrams. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose ageless trans-resveratrol, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's ageless trans-resveratrol, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Don?
Thank you, Sam. Okay, let's just get right back to the phones. Let's go to Todd from Atlanta. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Todd. How can we help you today?
I have some questions about almond milk versus soy milk, and I have a question about gluten. My question is in reference to almond milk versus soy milk. To what degree do those two individual milks contribute to the well-being of the body, and do you have personal opinions on which one is better for the body and why?
Well, if you have an allergy to soy, almond milk is going to be better for you. If you if you can benefit from the soy isoflavones and things, then the soy milk is going to be better for you. If you like the flavor of the almond milk over the soy milk, then you should go with the almond milk. If you like the flavor of soy milk over almond milk, I'd go with the soy milk. Otherwise, I don't think there's any possible answer to your question. It depends on what you're taking it for and so forth. If you have a dairy allergy, yeah, then obviously either one of them is going to be better for you than drinking cow's milk.
I agree with everything you're saying, Don, and I like the way you put it. But you know, the thing is, you can make milks out of almost any kind of substance. There's rice milks, there's oat milks. The point is you're choosing a type of beverage to drink, and depending on, of course, allergies or tastes, you just drink what you like. But there are benefits to eating almonds, for instance. I mean, it's a good food to eat. You can have a good source of protein and fats. And soy is often considered a very, very helpful thing to eat in terms of protein and other beneficial chemicals in soy for heart health. So, I mean, these are good foods. So it's really not necessarily – they don't have to be in the milk form to benefit from them. It's good to eat these foods, but you can make a milk out of almost anything. So it's really a matter of a beverage you're trying to choose.
It's just a personal preference. Todd, what was the other part of your question real quick?
Gluten. I understand gluten from word of mouth, from what I've heard, isn't particularly good for the...
Okay, that's not correct, Todd. Unfortunately, that's what happens to some of these things. People hear about these things and start to draw conclusions that aren't really appropriate. Gluten is only bad for you if you have an allergy, a celiac disease, to gluten. And that's only, I think, around 1% of the population has this condition. This is a condition where you cannot tolerate the gluten that is found in wheat and certain other grains. If you do not have that condition, then gluten is just a part of wheat protein. There's nothing that you need to even pay attention about it. It is not an indicator of good or bad relative to various foods. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much for that call, Todd. Good to hear from somebody from our area down there in Atlanta. Okay. Let's move on to Barbara from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the World in the Window. How can we help you today?
Is it still considered beneficial to take FOS, fructooligosaccharides, with your probiotics?
I would say yes. What do you guys say?
I would say yes. It certainly doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt, and it may help. Many of the products that we mentioned earlier, the combination products, include some FOS as part of the combination. I don't know that I would go ahead and take another separate FOS product.
What is FOS, Don?
Fructooligosaccharides.
Okay.
I believe it's from inulin or something. It's like fiber.
It's a food for the
probiotics. So theoretically, it helps the probiotics colonize more efficiently and so forth. But you know, nowadays with the high levels of some of these products, with some of the probiotics, I don't really know for sure, Barbara, whether I can't give you a black and white yes-no answer. Some people think it helps.
Okay.
I don't think.
All right. You guys have any better?
There may be some studies showing that it's effective in terms of by itself, and I guess the reason that it would be effective, it is it's encouraging the growth of friendly bacteria. So certainly if you're taking a probiotics or you've been trying different ones and perhaps you're not happy with the results, you could try taking some FOS, or there's inulins and other types of prebiotics, these are called, and perhaps they're the missing element to what you need, and you can give it a try.
Yeah, but of course, I guess my point is, if you're going to take one product, the most important thing is the probiotic. Okay, thank you for that call, Barbara. Hope everything works out well. No pun intended. Let's go to Mary in Jackson, New Jersey. Welcome to the World in the Window, Mary. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering. I've been taking the coenzyme Q10, and then I tried the ubiquinol, the Solgar 100 milligram that was on sale at your store. And I've never gotten any energy from using any of the different dosages of CoQ10 or the ubiquinol. I don't have the energy from any of these.
Are you suffering from a lack of energy?
Yes.
Okay.
And what is the cause of your lack of energy?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I'm getting older, and, you know, I don't know if it's just that, because even the doctors, I mean, I haven't gone specifically about that, but, you know, I really, sometimes they don't even seem to know, and they guess at a lot of things, I guess.
Well, what Dr. Podell is, of course, getting at, and quite correctly, is that, you know, there could be many possible things going on that could be resulting in the energy problem that you're having. Before we expand the discussion, let me just say, with, you know, CoQ10 is involved in the body's method of producing energy. The way that you normally would experience the benefit of CoQ10 in that regard is all of a sudden you would say, oh, you know what? I seem to have more energy. It's not like you would take a CoQ10 and all of a sudden, you know, jump up out of the chair, beat your chest, and go running around yelling and saying, wow, I feel like, you know, like Superman right now. It doesn't work that way. Most vitamins and herbs that are involved in energy have a much more subtle and gradual effect. But again, in your case, what you may just be determining is that the reason for your low energy is just not related to CoQ10. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be taking CoQ10. There's, of course, many other benefits to CoQ10, but it's not like you're going to, you know, chug-a-lug one or two capsules and all of a sudden, you know, become a new woman, all right?
I've been taking it for quite a while already, but oh well.
I wouldn't stop, but you may need to consider other things that might enhance your energy, and certainly would need to find a physician or an alternative physician who can help figure out what's going on with your energy. I mean, you could try things like as simple as a B-complex 2 or 3 times a day, along with certain herbs. Don was talking about an adaptogen form that we have, the Phytotech.
We have the ginseng energy blend. There's a product in our Phytotech line called ginseng energy blend, and as you can guess from the name, that is a very a nice formula for people who feel that they could use a boost in that regard. It has a blend of different ginsengs. It has some eleuthero in it. It has some ginkgo, a little bit of licorice, and a few other things. Again, there's no guarantee. As Dr. Podell is pointing out, you really need to see if you can determine the underlying cause, and then you can really treat it much more effectively. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Florence, we only have a short period of time left, but let's see if we can help you. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Florence.
Okay.
What's the problem, real quick?
About probiotics. They all mention that can help correct constipation.
Yes.
However, if a person has a chronic diarrhea, which I've had for several weeks, does that mean that the product would be contraindicated?
Well, chronic diarrhea might not be defined as 2 or 3 weeks. The IBS product can help with diarrhea, but again, if you have diarrhea for an extended period of time, that becomes a medical condition that needs to be checked out. You have various risks that you need to look at, okay? So that you need to go and see a doctor, but generally speaking, IBS would be appropriate. Okay, we have to pause now for this short message.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Okay, well, I think as you folks might suspect, it's time to wind things down for this week. This portion of the World in the Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega, 100% pure wild-caught salmon oil supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. You're invited to visit either of our Wilner Chemist stores in Midtown. We're at 100 Park Avenue. That's a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we also have a store downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Dr. Kevin Connolly again, as well as Noah and Ira in the control room for helping us out so capably today. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.